When Barbara Yaroslava, the head of marketing at a Prague global real estate services firm, started blogging about cool places, hip design, and trendy restaurants in the Czech Republic, it was mostly for her own pleasure and to inform close friends of what's happening in Prague and other Czech cities. On her website Porky Missile, readers can see gorgeous photographs of little-known and unique locations. And to many foreigners, it comes as quite a surprise that there is more to Prague than dumplings, beer, and Art Nouveau buildings. I talked to Barbara about what she would like to change about the country's reputation, what reactions to the blog have been like so far, and about her time spent abroad.
I actually studied in different places. I finished my high school degree in Sweden, came back, and went to Canada for university for my graduate studies. The reason I came back from Canada was I completed my studies and I sort of in my last year started to feel this need to come back home and use the education I acquired abroad and the experience, work experience, use it at home and apply it to the job market here.
And I understand that you studied politics and now work in marketing or PR. Do you think that those two fields have anything in common at all? Do you find you can apply things you learned in studying politics to your job now?
Yeah, I have to say I'm one of those cases where I did my bachelor's degree in political science and my master's degree in Canada in history. And those were things that always interested me, that are sort of, till this day, my hobbies. When it came to looking for a job in my graduate years, I realized that I'm not an academic type, but I still enjoy the research side of things, writing very much. So I thought PR and marketing would be a field where I could apply that knowledge. And now, having worked in the field, I think I was correct to the extent that, of course, I don't have a business education, and there's a lot of things I had to learn on the field in terms of business. But when it comes to communicating, writing press releases, writing analyses, researching market trends, that is definitely something that I think every humanities student knows very well.
So you spent quite a bit of time abroad and had longer time periods where maybe you did not live here, you only came to visit. Have you seen the country change and design and trends here change?
Definitely. It was always interesting for me to live abroad for, say, 2-3 years or more and then come back and live here for a bit, because I think that's when you notice most of the differences. When you come back, a couple of years ago, I would notice that the fashion trends here were maybe a couple of years behind. The offer, the retail offer generally, was a little less varied. And just the charisma of the people maybe, or the kind of the daring attitude of the people was a little bit different. People were a little more conservative here, I found, than in other countries where, you know, you would wear vintage clothing or just kind of be innovative with the way you dress, express your personality by the way you dress. But later on, as I moved to Canada and came back, I started noticing big difference. A lot more stores and fashion brands, obviously, here, especially Prague. A lot more foreigners living here as well. So there's more cultural kind of differences, and it just enriched Prague as well from that perspective. So I think that has had an influence on Czech people as well, and you can see that in the way they dress, and how they use clothing and other things to express themselves, where they like to go clubbing, and even recently gastronomy, the sort of things they look for when they want to go for nice food.
So maybe you can tell me a little bit about your blog, Porky Missile.
Basically, the idea just started from the fact that I have a lot of friends live from abroad because I studied in different places, and every time they came to visit me or they recommended their friends who were visiting Prague to contact me, they asked me for tips on where they could stay, places they could eat, what they should see in Prague. And I found that most of the tourist guides are very conservative. They obviously list the big sites in Prague and the traditional restaurants, traditional Czech food, but I wasn't always happy with, say, the service. And a lot of my friends are young, hip, and modern, and they don't necessarily just want to look around the churches. They also want to see modern, interesting designs, interiors, local fashion brands, local designers. I think that's part of traveling as well. I realized there's very few, if any, sites that would sort of offer that. And because I kept sending these links over and over, I figured I'll just start a blog and kind of summarize just for my close friends and then maybe anyone else who's interested the sort of modern things you can find around Prague so that you don't associate Prague and the Czech Republic just with post-communism, great culture, and classical music, but that it's also something that's very much nowadays and happening.
And I think on the starting page, your homepage of your blog, at the top there's a little disclaimer that basically says something to the effect that the Czech Republic is not, the first thing that comes to mind is not trendy, hip, cool. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's, and I might be wrong, and I think this perception is slowly changing, so I don't want to say that that's the only kind of stereotype associated with the Czech Republic, because there are a lot of designers and other people, intellectuals coming out of this country. And I think if you're an expert in one field or another, you know this. But I think the general public and the sort of common quote-unquote tourists that come here or would be interested in traveling into this area still have the Czech Republic associated with post-communism, Eastern Europe. You know, for a long time, this location was, you know, cheap, great beer, sexy women, but that's about it. And I still feel that from the way I've been asked about my country when I lived abroad. And surprisingly, even among educated people and professors, the questions I got sometimes were surprising, you know, in the sense of, oh, you're moving back, how is it there? You know, worrying sort of tone of voice. So obviously this perception is still out there. To what extent, I'm not sure. So I wanted to change that.
And now 20 years after the Velvet Revolution and after the end of communism, do you think we're still catching up? Do you think we've caught up, or are we simply going in a different direction in terms of design and style and culture than the Western countries Western countries in Europe are going?
I think in a lot of things, we're still catching up. I do think, however, if you look at Prague, then it's a major city in Europe, just like any other. I think a lot of people, tourists, when they visit Europe, they think of Berlin, Paris, London. And when you say Prague, they don't necessarily know what to expect once they come here. And a lot of friends that came to visit me were surprised. It's a big city, it's historical, it's modern, it's living. So I think Prague is at a very comparable level with Western Europe. In a lot of things we are catching up, and in a lot of things we're simply different because of the way the market evolved. So I think what will be interesting to see is which direction Czechs and culture decides to go. I would very much appreciate if there was more attention paid to the young talent and the young sort of designers, chefs, and so on, also in the Czech media and in the Czech sort of social scene, because I think we have some great talent that's already appreciated abroad and sometimes not even heard of back home.
And in terms of feedback, was there some nice feedback you've gotten so far, some unexpected reactions maybe?
Yeah, actually, it was interesting because, like I said, I really didn't expect this, or I'm not doing this to become famous or to get a lot or generate a lot of traffic. I really used this first as just even a diary for myself to remember the nice places that I like and share them with my friends. And I was contacted by One Travel, a blog in the U.S., if I could be a guest blogger. So I already wrote for them as well, and that was definitely nice to see that someone's interested in this region and interested in me writing about it. So even if I get one comment like that in 3 months, I'm happy if that changes at least that person's perspective on this region or If I can communicate my perspective a little further outside of Europe, then I'm happy.